Happy Thanksgiving. Thank the Lord for this is a time to worship Him in thankfulness. Though the condition can limit us, but our thankfulness to the Lord cannot be limited. May the Lord teach us know how to express our thankfulness to the Lord. And the Thanksgiving has been long time. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln decided to choose the last Thursday of November to be a national holiday in 1939, Franklin Roosevelt declared that the Thursday on the fourth week to be the national holiday because he has to use the next day, the Black Friday, for preparing to buy gifts for Christmas. The Americans had a Thanksgiving Day, but they did not have a way to find a way to increase their economic income. And Thanksgiving at the church, it has become more quiet in the church. But the Black Friday always getting more and more busier. If we look at the Facebook or Twitter of those who are so-called Christian, even the servant of the Lord, and I see that they do not crowd the blessing, but they show off the home cooking food. So many pictures of food. I don't know if in the future, the Thanksgiving Day, maybe become a competition of a home cook or turkey or not. But dear congregation, if we think back these Thanksgiving Day, what has influenced a Thanksgiving Day on our life? Maybe among all of us, the first day of Thanksgiving, there's no plan for anything meaningful, but the Friday, the Black Friday, maybe we have a plan, something really big. Or a few of us thought that in Thursday, we will contribute something or give it to some organization helping someone by an expression of our thankful heart. But maybe we have a fund to use on Black Friday. We set aside certain funds. That means that our thankfulness maybe is just so easily faded about the thankfulness of the Lord. We can say Happy Thanksgiving each year. In a office in Los Angeles, there is where they receive a citation or a ticket, a parking ticket, and they receive it, that ticket with a $5 attached to it, and there's a note in that says, I found this ticket on the sidewalk, not knowing if the car owner has ever seen it. I would like to make the remittance for him in gratitude for the occasion when I have parked over the allotted time and not received a ticket. Dear congregation, when you hear of this, what do you think? This is someone who does a good thing. Now that person is so stupid. Why do you pay for some other's mistake? But this action expresses from his heart. So thankful heart is something from inside of us to express it to the outside. So thankfulness to the Lord is something from inside of each of us. to express outwardly when we truly thankful of the Lord. The verses that we have read in Psalm 16, verse 12. That we have read. Talk about the heart of David when he wants to express his thankfulness to the Lord. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness for me? We could not repay the Lord for his blessing. Something we could not repay our parents for their raising us. But there is one way that David expressed his thankfulness heart. He said, this is something pleasing to the Lord. I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. And based on these two verses, I'd like to you and I to learn about how we express our thankfulness in two parts. I will lift up my cup of salvation, and second, I will call on the name of the Lord. Let's all pray for guidance on this message. You are our Holy Father, our loving Father. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us each day. There are many things that you have done for us each day, and many times we disregard them as though it was something that we have to have that make our thankfulness fading, not as according to your will. To this word, may you guide me and guide each one of us here, as well as those who are worshiping at home. Think about how we can express our thankfulness so that you will be pleased. May the word will enter into our soul and become the reason for us to grow in faith. We thank you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first thing we will examine together, I will lift up the cup of salvation. The one who lifts up the cup of salvation, that means that he accepted and declared the salvation that the Lord has for him or her, expresses many things. The first thing that the king can lift up to salvation is to express joy. When we lift up a cup, it's for joy. Many times we also lift up our cup to express our joy. When we lift up the cup on the New Year, birthday, wedding, and when we pass an exam and we receive a new job, there's many opportunities that we live up our cup. There is a difference between a Christian lifting up the cup and a person without the Lord. In the world, the people lift up their cup and because of something. And Phạm Đình Chương, a musician, has wrote a Vietnamese song. In the day of the spring, we lift up the cup to wish everyone. When we lift the cup, there is a goodwill there when we lift up the cup. The first cup, you lift up the full cup to wish everybody joyful in the new year. And after that, the last one, they drink and drink and drink and become drunk. And in the worldly life, when the world is happy, it's because they have a cup to live up. But in the life of David, the life of the Christian, we live up the cup of salvation because of thankfulness. Of rejoice. There's a difference. This world is happy because they sing, but the Christian sing because we have joy. This world proud if they receive something, but with the Christian, we give because we are proud of our salvation. With the world, they were happy when they don't have anything bad happening to them. With the Christian, we are joyful because in the this time of trouble, God is with us. So our joy is very different than the happiness of this world. The cup of the world is lifted up to buy happiness. But that's not true happiness. It's temporary. But the cup of a Christian, when we lift up, is the cup of salvation, so that something is true in the life of a Christian, and that cup will be everlasting. And there's a woman, a German woman, brought, lift up a bring her offering about $10, and the pastor asked, "What did you bring your $10 to bring this offering of $10?" She said, "Every year, my family have sickness, and the time to cost the medicine is about $10 a year.
Now,
this year, none of us got sick. None of our family got sick. So now, I feel joy. I feel thankfulness. I want to use that I'm supposed to spend, but I bring it to give it to the Lord." And after a while, he brought another amount, and about $50. And the pastor said, "Why did you bring $50 this time?" And she said, "And in the past time, my neighbors, their gardens were damaged. Wow, my garden is okay. The storm, I go to everyone, but they were damaged in the garden. But the my garden was kept. So because of that, I want to bring this money to express my thankfulness, because our harvest is as normal." And this is a thankful heart. The thankfulness of the heart expresses a joy from the inside. She was very happy because she was not sick. She was joyful because her harvest was not damaged. And with the world, happiness comes from external environment, but with the Christian, the joy comes from inside. In this world, they were happy based on the situation, but with the Christian that belong to God, we are joyful because we have God in our hearts. So this David encouraged, lift up our cup of salvation. We will be proud because of our salvation. Your congregation, when we lift up the cup to express our thankfulness, because we are proud because what we have. When we buy a car, we want to lift the car because we feel proud of having a new car. When we find a job, a good job, or find a wife, we lift up the cup because what we have, express the joy for what we have found. We be proud about it. And in the time when we participate in a convention or some special worship, normally we see introduce a speaker, the convention or the worship. What we hear, maybe we hear about the education of that person, or we hear about the achievements have done. They have built many organizations, many church, many achievements. They have wrote how many books, how many training sessions they have attended. But none of that heard about speaker. He is a person. He was a bad person that he has been saved, a drunkard that has been saved. We have not heard about that. This is somebody who was so bad in their thoughts, in their lifestyle. Now he has been changed. Or we have not heard somebody who has lack of knowledge and capability, but now he has been changed by the Lord to become a servant of the Lord. Why? Why did we hear about that? Normally, we are proud of what we have achieved. But we are lacking the proud of what God has done for us. When we count those things, it's very few that we count what the Lord has done for us. So in this Psalm 116, I will lift up of my salvation because he was proud of what God has done for him, King David. So if we are thankful to the Lord, we have to be proud what God has done for us. The second point for lifting up the cup is that to express our thankful heart. Your communication in the Chinese for the grace is composed of three components. The first part just express the mouth. What does it say? Mean the mouth. Mean words. And inside the mouth there is a word called great. What does great mean? Something big. And then inside the dai is inside the mouth. It's a big mouth. It's not a big mouth, but the big mouth means to talk loud. To express something loud, and below it, there is a heart. That means the heart. So grace composes is a big mouth and the heart. That means a person who are thankful must be someone who proclaims loudly with their heart about what God has done for that person. And that's the way that we think about the grace that God has given us. The author of David always loved to talk about the grace of the Lord by proclaiming loudly his grace. In economic terms, we have someone, let's say, a saying that says, if you are not pleased, tell us. If you are pleased, tell others. And this is the saying that is very interesting. If you're not pleased, please tell the owners of the business. If you are pleased with our service, tell everybody. And I think that our creation should apply this into our life. If you are not pleased with the Lord, talk to the Lord. If we are pleased with the Lord, then tell everybody else. So that grace means that proclaim loudly with all of our hearts, proud of what God has done for us. David is someone who reminded himself about his grace, the Lord's grace. Many times in Psalm, we read, oh my soul, praise the name of the Lord. When David, oh my soul, who is he talking to? He's talking to himself. He reminded himself, oh my soul, what does he do? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord means that to proclaim loudly. This is something it's easy to forget in the life of a Christian, because David knows that he is easily forget if we don't proclaim loudly with our own heart about the grace of the Lord. And day after day, all those grace will be automatically seem to be fading in our thankfulness. So to proclaim loudly with all of our heart the thankfulness of what God has done. When we remind ourselves about the Lord's grace, we have to proclaim it loudly, must be expressed this outwardly. But if our express that could not express from a heart, a thankful heart, and this is, we have to be careful about that. There are many among us to be used to proclaim but does not come from the heart. If we have a thankful heart expressed, then the Lord can see the heart of that person. In Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44, about one day Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple sanctuary. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came in and put in two very small copper coins worth only a few cents. What the lady has brought to compare the rich, maybe that's not worth anything from this woman because it's so small. But with God, this is something is very meaningful. Then Jesus called his disciple to him and Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others, while these two pennies, only worth a few cents, become the person who put in the most, because God, who saw into the heart of the woman, he does not look at what is being brought to the treasury, but into the heart of the offerer." And in there, those who people put more money in, actually what they have, it's just an extra of what they have. But for this woman, it's all that she has to take care of herself. When Jesus looked at the thankfulness, the Lord does not see the value putting out, but it's in the heart of the offerer. So here, thankfulness must be expressed that God, the God that can see in the depth of our heart, the offering of you and mine can become an offering that without a thankful heart. When we bring the offer without a thankful heart, maybe by some habit, it does not have any value. $5, $2, or $10. It is some we have planned without knowing whether it's five or not, without the word of God, or I feel that I have to put something in. And so offering can become a habit, a tradition, and we do it without having a thankful heart. Or we have feel obligated, maybe when the plate is passing through, if we don't put something, it's very strange. Or why don't we just put something in there? Though we did not prepare, though our heart was not prepared to bring that offering that day. Or we can offer because of ourselves. That person has offered, and me, I can do the same or not. Or Ananias and Sapphira has done to compare against Barnabas' offering. But if we live with a thankful heart, the Lord see our heart. This is issue is whether a lot of money or few. The issue is the Lord can see into the heart. And the Lord can see our offering with God. You are giving from your heart. Your thankfulness and mine must be proclaimed out loudly in concrete way. What do we use in us to express for concreteness of our thankfulness? Another point that David has brought to us to live up the cup of salvation, to express our understanding of the Lord, to understand the great blessing that God has given us is something necessary for us to understand salvation that you and I today have received is something to express a very important understanding. When God created this world, what did He do? He said a word. From this word, from nothing else, His word created this world. All the miracles have been recorded in the Old Testament as well as New Testament. It happened the will of God. When God wants it to happen, and the events will happen according to God's will. And by the agreement of the Lord, the blind will be healed, the mute can speak, the lame can walk, the exercised by Holy Spirit will be clean, and the dead can be resurrected. And in the Bible, recorded the events of the the couple, and Ananias. She was, did not have a son. She was still barren. And she said, and because of God's will, and Ananias had born a Samuel. And Abraham and Sarah, very old, without a son. But because God allowed, they give birth to Isaac, and was promised that your descendant is as many as stars in the sky and the sand of the sea. And the Bible tells us, Manuel, this couple also was barren, but they were promised by God that they would have a son. And it happened. And we heard a story, Zechariah and Elizabeth, they did not have any son. They were barren. But the angel told, next year you have a son. And it happened like that the year followed. And John, that's John the Baptist. And all the miracles happened in the Bible show us that God can only say one word and the events happen. Or by a will, by the agreement, this happens according to God's will. Only by a snap of a finger, then the events happen according to God's will. My Lin and Fu, my daughter and son, 12 years in marriage, they didn't plan to have a son. And when they wanted, they couldn't. When they wanted to have a son, they couldn't. Though they can use medical science to have a son or a child, but the scientists and doctors say they can only do their job. But whether my daughter can bear a son or not, it's the will of God. They were disappointed. So sometimes the efforts was not achieved the desired result. But my family, we praise the Lord, by Lin and Fu has given birth to Kristen. And today, exactly 1 month, grandchild has been born. It's October 29. Thanks the Lord. This happened when God allows it to happen. If it is not according to the will, nothing will happen, even if we try our best to have vision. I have a nephew, and this nephew niece of nephew, so many years have not had a child because of many stillbirths in the past. But praise the Lord, this year my nephew is pregnant, and 12 in December will give birth. And all of this is by the will of God. If God allows it happen, it will happen. In Psalm 139, David talked about himself. Psalm 139, For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. And this is the saying of mine and yours too. God has used a father and put us in the womb of a mother by the will of God. Only God will allow that we exist today. If God does not allow, nobody can be here, but each one of us, we exist today by the will of God. God allowed it to happen. But Adam has fallen into sin. You and I was born, become a sinner before the Lord. And to save you and yourself from the sinner, did God say a word? Did He snap a finger? Did God say something? No. God took an action Himself, come into this world in the body of Christ. He suffered to express about a God who created us. And He suffered on the cross. So whoever believes in God, he will be forgiven. He will be saved. And then Jesus Christ was resurrected for the believer to have faith in Him. Think of this. This is a plan, salvation, a perfect by the Trinity. God created this plan. Jesus must act on this plan, and the Holy Spirit can apply the salvation into yours and mine. And today, we become the children of God. And so, we need to understand that today, we have been saved. This more wonderful the day I was born. The salvation of God for you and mine. Out of the sinner condition, is it a wonderful anything even when we were born compared to the day we were born? When the angels rebelled against God and followed Satan, they fell away. God did not have a plan to save those angels, no. The angels waiting for the day of judgment. But when we fall away, we become sinners. God become man to pay for our sins. Is that something we have to think hard? Is that some valuable, very special when we before the Lord? Is the image of God. He created us. He would not wipe us away. And that's grace. We have to see and we have to know that we are thankful for this salvation. From when Adam fell into sin, we could not change our situation until when God gave us the cup of salvation. When we received this cup of salvation, lift up this cup. Be proud of it to express the joy, the grace, the blessing that we have received by the Lord. To drink the cup of salvation, our God has to drink a cup of suffering. For me and you to be accepted, God has to be put away, to be lifted up by us. Our Jesus must lower Himself. For you and I, to be alive, Jesus must pay the price on the cross. All that we have received today is a wonderful thing, more wonderful than our existence on this earth, so that we can lift up the cup of salvation. Alex Haley is an author. The book Root. And this book, six books, very thick, and it became a film, a video, a set of six videos. I have seen this, and in there, this author talked about the sixth generation of slaves of the white people. And this author is Alex Haley, and talk about the sixth generation slave. When the people become slave, they lost everything. They give birth to the son, that baby belongs to the owner, slave owner. The slave owner can give it away or keep it. And the parents has no right on this baby. And they were suffering under working hard with the hard labor under the slave owner, six generations like that. And until the sixth generation, he wrote the roots, and now he escaped the slavery. Now he became a free man. He became a legendary writer to live by the books. There are many books written by Alex, and in his office, there's a picture, and that a turtle hanging on the fence. And this is the picture is shown under in the office of Leslie Lin. What kind of picture is that? Why is the picture there? And Alex said, "Dear, my friend, when I wrote something, when in my mind see something that I wrote as an achievement." Oh, we just lost a speaker. So it reminds me, why is the turtle on this post? He couldn't do it himself, but somebody has put him, this turtle, on this fence. That reminds me that for today I have this position. Not because by myself could I achieve, because God has brought me out into this situation. We can think the cross to remember, to understand, to see our situation, that we are wonderful because we are children of God. Lift up the cup of salvation. Like David has done. The second point, that I will call on the name of the Lord. John said in chapter 17, John verse 3, says, "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, Father, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." John chapter 17, verse 3. There are two things. God is one and true, and Jesus Christ, whom the Father has sent. To know, be knowledge, not about just our mind to know, but it's an experience with the Lord. Many people can talk about the Lord, can sing about the Lord, but maybe does not have an experience of life in Christ. God is not a good speaker or good singer, but God desires someone with a true life, true faith in Him. To call on the name of the Lord, the first thing that we have to remember, name of the Lord is not just something to call. When we were born, we are given a name. What is the name for? To distinguish from one person to another. So maybe with a beautiful name, but some with a bad name. Beautiful or bad name, it's just a name for calling. And we have we name someone because we have a memory to recall, whether or not the name is for calling one person. And Jesus' name has been the salvation, the Savior. The Jesus the Savior, not just a beautiful name, but it is the way to save by the Lord, planned for us before He created the world. In the Bible, that Son will save His people from sin. And in Acts chapter 4, that person, that Jesus Christ, is the only way to save His people out of sin. So we have to realize the name of Jesus is very important, because this is something has been planned for each one of us. We have to understand to call on His name, that His name is the name above all names. The Bible says He has lowered Himself. He wanted to become, to sacrifice Himself. And because of that, He been lifted up all high to be above all names. So that whoever heard of His name, all the knees below the earth in ever will have to kneel before Him. If the Lord says, the Lord names on the Lord. When we heard in the earth, below the earth, everybody must kneel and examine ourselves. Or we humble ourselves before the Lord. Is Jesus somebody is higher than everything else? And all of that, are we close to the Lord? And we heard the name of Jesus. Is that name being heard by all of our fear and respect? Or the Jesus name is used without meaning? And because of that, to express a surprise, would we say, oh my God, oh my God, it is using the name of the Lord in vain. Maybe use the name to curse somebody or to swear on something. Something that when we call in the name, what the life of the name of the Lord must be praised. Each week, we read the Lord's Prayer. May the name of the Lord be praised. Holy be thy name. How about our life? Are we praising the name of the Lord in our life? We praise the Lord when we understand that we represent the Lord on this earth. And because we are the representative, we have to do all our hearts to praise His name. We have to do it with our effort to praise His name. When I was a student, I remember a story in the history of Vietnam back in the 19th century. And he's a legendary literary figure, and he was taken to be a boat driver to welcome a diplomat from Chinese that's very boastful and arrogant. When this diplomat was sitting in the boat, and he was accidentally make a sound from his bottom, and he said, "Thunder in the south," he said. And then this legendary boat driver would try to pee into the river, and he said, "The sea flowing to the north." And when this Chinese diplomat heard of that, he thought, this lowly boat driver can respond to what then the Chinese, he would not despise anymore. So his arrogance has now, he was trying to go into the king's court, and because of the event that happened, he was afraid of the Vietnamese of people at that point. And so your life and mine, we are representing the God on earth. How do we live for the God's name to be praised? We call on the name by our own lifestyle. And the last thing that we have to call on the name of the Lord to experience His power on us. The name of Lord given us to whatever you call in my name, I will do it. But what the promise that to be glorified, for the Lord's name to be glorified, that name has the authority to ask in His name, we'll be forgiven so that the Lord will be glorified. The name of Jesus, so that we can use His name to exorcise evil spirits. But do not be happy that you can put out the evil. You should be happy because your name is written in the book of life. That name bring mine and yours a something that the world could not give. The name of Jesus can give us the healing power to resolve any problems in our life, even the COVID. The lame at the beautiful gate has been received the name of the Lord when Peter healed him. And Peter has that authority to heal. What? Peter said, why Peter and John give this the name of the Lord? Because through His name, the people must praise the Lord. The authority that given to me and you has an authority. And the power of the Lord just to use for our own need. Jesus, even when He is in this earth, He did not use this authority to satisfy Himself. He must to face with all the suffering that we experience. None of the time He has used the power to satisfy Himself. He put His life into the hand of the Father. Your life and mine must have a relationship, a true relationship. There must be a true connection with the Christ. And that name has a value and power in your life. In Acts chapter 19, verse 9, 14 to 15, there are a few people, the seven sons of the chief priest, say that in his position, then the son of the priest must have a relation. They thought so. I use the name of the Lord to exercise the spirit. And so the evil spirit fought off because they did not obey the authority of the chief priest. The true name of the Lord will have a power, but we must have a relationship with the Lord to use the power. I'd like to conclude a story in Athens. In the old days, there's a philosopher there. He talked to the people in the marketplace, responding to the questions, and people loved him. And they were sitting around him, listening to all the questions and how he responded to the questions. One day, there's a person come to test this philosopher. And so he asked the philosopher, in my hand is a bird. If you are smart enough, tell me whether this bird is alive or dead. And the philosopher said, he say die or then he let go, if the bird is alive, then we will kill him, the bird in his hand. Doesn't matter which answer, but because of he is a smart one, the philosopher know how to answer, and he said, the bird in your hand is dead or alive, it's according to your will. If you want him to be alive, he will be alive. If you want the bird to die, he will die. Dear congregation, I use this to remind yourself and mine that our thankfulness may be fading, easily fading, and we can forget. The Thanksgiving Day is a day we wish happy Thanksgiving, but our lifestyle does not express our thankfulness for the Lord. It does not express our thankfulness for what we have received. So throughout this, I hope this encourages you. I will lift up my cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. This is the way you and I can express our thankfulness to the Lord, not only one day, but every day in our life. Not only a place, but everywhere that we step into. May the Lord know how to choose to worship and be thankful to the Lord. Lift up the cup of salvation that we have received. With all the joy. This is my joy. This is the grace. This is my understanding. The best knowledge of all. Of salvation. And we call on the name of the Lord. It's not just a name calling. But the name of salvation. Of our Savior. Is something. It's a name that we can despise. But it's a name above all name. It's the name that we are representing that name on the earth. And this is the name that has authority to resolve all of our troubles. May God bless each one of us. Let's all stand. And we'll read two verses in Psalm 116. Let's all read together. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. We praise the Lord as we understand more what you have done for us. We will feel the smallness of us before you. Please help us to understand you more. And so our life will be a thankful life for your blessing. All our lives, with all of our heart, to express, proclaim clearly, be proud of our salvation that you have given us. Even to our lower generation, to our friends, expresses our thankfulness to our relatives, to all those who are befriended with us. May our life praise the Lord, the name of the Lord, the name that has authority to save, the name that must be holy to set aside to be Lord of our heart. May the rest of our life we can say like David, what shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? Oh, dear Lord, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.